the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I'm going to play the Crazy Like Alex Jones extended cut. I'm going to come back, actually hit the news that I've mentioned but haven't covered yet. It's epic. It's very important. I'll overuse that word, but everything really is epic right now. And then we are going to open the phones up and take your calls for the transmission. We have a special report on the one-year anniversary of the occupational government folding and backing down at Bundy Ranch. That's coming up. David Knight will be in studio with some brief commentary with me as well at the bottom of the hour in the third hour. But here is part of Crazy Like Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's just go through this stack right now. 21 pages of Obamacare tax instructions. IRS demands shared responsibility for payment and says it's in their prerogative, of course, whether they're going to start garnishing wages, grabbing bank accounts, or holding back tax returns. Because they promised you that wouldn't happen. This is a government under Obama that ships guns to the Mexican drug cartels. You think they're going to gang rape you? Oh, yeah. Everything is awesome. Everything is fantastic when you're part of a team. Everything is wonderful when you're part of the dream. Will the fact that Hillary is a lesbian have any bearing on the 2016 elections? I'm just wondering. I'm just throwing that out there as well. I can wear this as a leotard. I mean, oh my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. The government is shipping in 42,000 people. That's big of a job of the hunt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see him. Oh my God, look at this. Oh God, I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh my God, it's so ridiculous.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube.
Million.
And that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into.
I just got called racist by MSNBC, and I wasn't hurt that they called me names myself. I was hurt that they were so evil, that they were such a pack of willful crooks preying on America. With their trendy, non-threatening voices and ironic glasses, all meant by PSYOP generals to annihilate this country. So you traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground. It's the time of the season to get raped because you like to lay down. Yay, yay, yay. A nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Wolves. Oh, woofies. They do investigations and say, oh, there are no FEMA camps. Because they're not called FEMA camps. They're called Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They're called Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They're called Rex 84, Continuity of Government under National Police Stabilization Force, RAND Corporation. I'm just giving you, bam, 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 the plan.
In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy. Alex Jones should be disqualified from participating in Republican Party politics.
That's right. No one will go to the New York Times or care that it's even admitted that the government's hatching most of the terror plots. Or people will say, what are you doing? Endorsing radical Islam, saying it doesn't exist? I didn't say that. I said our criminal government is arming.
We're going to be right back with the actual song. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
But see, this is a normal response to being gang raped by criminals.
I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Oh, man.
And have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac, he was proudly speaking his mind. It's real wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. And I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Up, up, and away! expert. Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru, the king of the conspiracy theorists.
The TSA has a thankless job, forcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth. A popular target.
No kidding. Who else wants a job groping men, women, and children all day?
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophisticated.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably.
One of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen.
And I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic.
I am David Mentor.
Crazy, crazy like
be quite clear, David Mentor from the phone.
Yeah, I want to
be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
We'll be right back in Overdrive. Infowars.com. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Telemundo. Muchas gracias.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, Darren McBreen made that a few months ago, one of our great newsmen, but also editors. And he's a journalist. I guess I hired him away from what was a Scripps Howard News Service. He's a great editor. And he put that together. I thought it was one of the most epic things to overuse that word again, but that is powerful. Over-the-top things he made. And then we just put it in the computer and never played it. So we'll air the entire thing coming up at the start of the next hour. If you missed it, because we also cut part of it out because of the break. I'm going to air the Crazy Like Alex Jones 2.0. And the point in airing that was I was calling for the old one. It's like 5 years old. Just the original song. And they said, oh, you mean the new one? And I went, oh, I forgot about that. Did we ever air that? So that is coming up at the start of the next hour. And then we have an extremely powerful historical video. That is the day the feds blinked. The second shot heard around the world wasn't bullets, but it was a shot of fear. As the people stood up and rode up against feds with guns saying, we will shoot you. David Knight was there marching at the head with his video camera with Josh Owens. And I want to get both of these men in here at, say, 20 after next hour to talk a little bit before we air this video that Rob Jacobson just put together 1 year later. Because that's why Harry Reid came out and said, these are terrorists, you will pay, you will fall. Well, now he's fallen on his face, literally, and he's not running again, and he now is acting like he's suddenly senile. And I'm sad for folks when they start losing their mind, but I'm not going to cry when Harry Reid drifts off into oblivion and his sons with all their Chinese and globalist New World Order insider contracts, you know, that they'll still do fine stealing people's property, in my view. So that's coming up today. This is the one-year anniversary of the April 13th event. Now, remember, the globalists love to blow stuff up and burn down churches and bomb federal buildings and things like that on April 19th or April 20th. That was their way of staging the Boston bombing to blame the Patriots, and it went sideways, so they changed the story to Islamists and burned some infiltrators, young infiltrators they'd hired. Pretty sick how they did that. Speaking of burning young infiltrators, I'm going to get, coming up at the bottom of the hour, into a story out of the Houston Chronicle. And that deals with the police officer who was cop of the year. And I had it here in my stack, guys. It's printed again, so I can't find it. Thanks. Cop of the year got caught trying to sell 5 kilos of cocaine, supposedly. Now, the Houston Police Department is so scary. Probably one of the most scary police departments in the country. So infiltrated with hitmen and CIA and you name it, because they're down on the border. I mean, I've got so much intel in the Houston Police Department that I bet you a lot of money that this cop of the year wasn't paying his cut up above him, made the CIA mad, asked for more money like Noriega did. Houston police officers face up to life in prison over drug charges. And he was cop of the year. Cop of the year in Houston, one of the biggest police departments in the country. Supposedly he got busted by the Drug Enforcement Agency, along with the FBI and the Houston PD, trying to sell 5 kilos of cocaine. The DEA, it came out in Congress in 97 with the Inspector General of the CIA. It's been all over the news since the 60s. It's a fact that the Drug Importation Agency, better known as the Drug Enforcement Agency, that the Drug Importation Agency brings in more drugs than the CIA. The CIA just kind of oversees it. I mean, the DEA is the most criminal organization. They're worse than the ATF. Now, there are DEA agents that actually fight real drug dealers, but they're compartmentalized. It came out 3 years ago in the Chicago Tribune that they had the number two of Los Angeles, and he walked into court and in English said, I'm CIA trained, U.S. military, trained here, trained there, you're trained at School of the Americas, blah, 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 code name. And the lawyers get up, the feds go, shut this down, and went behind closed doors. Judge comes out and goes, release him, he's a U.S. agent. He comes in and goes, code name, I mean, this is all in the news. I'm running operations U.S. Army, code, you know, 07543. And they're like, whoa, 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 shut it down. I mean, that's all any of this is. And I'm just tired of it. I mean, you look at the Mexican drug cartels, of the five big cartels, three of them, it was two of them, are run out of the Pentagon. And I know folks, I'm just going to leave it at that, that are in the regular army who went down to Mexico to supposedly fight drugs and basically resigned. And so they wouldn't be part of it. And they wouldn't tell me, but they just said, look, it's everything you talk about. I don't need to tell you what it was. It's secret. I'm not going to tell you, but you already know. And they've got those Eurocopters that have the back that comes down. Just squadrons of them. I mean, it's just full-on war. U.S. troops dying, Marines, Army. They've got Air Force intelligence involved. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Grid spraying the fields they don't own, the marijuana. I mean, it is just full out. Just like in Colombia, it's even in Reuters, that we don't spray the good coca growers. We spray the communist ones and know where theirs are, and then our buddies are GPS coordinated where they don't spray those. And the argument is, well, we've got to control the drugs or bad guys will get the money from it. Same thing in Afghanistan. This is how corrupt the system is, and we need to stop being like children. We need to stop it. And I'm not here endorsing the drug culture. But the filthy drug culture came out of making the drugs illegal. So, yeah, you got unsavory people involved in drugs. And I don't think they should be legalized. They should be decriminalized. And they should be treated as a disease. Europe has done this in most areas, and their crime rates, you can pull it up, has dropped over half. And they just put up billboards saying, not cool, just pathetic, showing, you know, a woman all skinny with tracks all over her arms. Just like putting somebody on a respirator on cigarette packs. It's the same deal. Nicotine is more addictive than cocaine. It hits the same receptors in the brain. Do we arrest people for that? No, we don't. Is smoking good? No. Is using heroin good? No. Is using cocaine good? No. But it has to be decriminalized. There's Der Spiegel. It's working. Portugal, 12 years after decriminalizing drugs. And then the Spiegel investigation shows a massive drop in crime. I remember reading an article years ago. Is that the one where it said 50%? I mean, I've read countless articles, but how far does it say it dropped? They're violent crime, everything. And there's a map there showing crime going down all over the world. The point is that they know what they're doing. And then now the cops want to asset forfeiture, seize your car if you're speeding too fast. Or there have been cases where a guy pulls over and whistles at a hot chick and says, get in, let's go have a good time. And she says, you going to buy me dinner? We're going to have fun? Yeah, boom, handcuffs. And if she was a prostitute? The point is, we got government raping everybody of their money. We got DynCorp and others caught running child kidnapping rings. I tell you what, after you've arrested all the big bankers for laundering the money, and after you've you know, done all this, then you can keep drugs illegal if you do that. You know what? If you do like Singapore, where really nobody's on drugs, they made the decision in Singapore and other areas to just not have it. And they execute you if you're caught with it, and there is no drugs there. But see, the government's not involved in it. They made the decision to not want to be conquered by drug dealing, because that's how the British took over China and broke it in 12 or 14 parts, depending on what era. Was they China made drugs illegal, but then they shipped them in and got them past them, and then over the next 50 years, corrupt the country, took it over. So you either have zero drugs or you legalize them all. You don't have it either way. You either execute people for smoking pot or you legalize it.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept. It'll be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You look like an angel.
Then she's not Hillary Clinton.
Walk like an angel.
Certainly not Hillary Clinton.
Talk like an angel. But I got the
You're the devil.
devil in disguise.
Or is your love the devil in disguise?
Well, Hillary is the devil not in disguise.
You fool me with your kisses. You cheat and you sing. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel.
I always wanted to know what crap tastes like, and now I do.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
All right, I'm going to stop.
I thought that I was in heaven.
But it was really hell.
I sure surprised.
Imagine living with her.
Help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes.
It's hard to do when you're on TV to find a...
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I...
Yeah! Score! All right, I shouldn't have been playing that Crazy Like Alex Jones thing earlier. If you're a radio listener, you go, what on earth is he doing? You'll have to see it. I didn't mean to start talking about Hillary Clinton right there. I was about to get into more news. Actually, part of it is Hillary news. And then they projected this giant Hillary up behind me on the TV screen. God, I am just out of control today. Excuse me. I'm in a really good mood, though. That's what matters. I am flailing in here, though. I'm good, guys. We don't need to clean it up. It's spilled on the floor. It's just water. Oh, my God. It's just water. Filtered water. Don't tell James Randi. There's nothing kookier than filtering water. Have you heard? Let me tell you, it gets even worse. You heard this Alex Jones guy? Yeah. He sells water filters. Oh, I know. Whoa, these people are nuts. He said something even worse, though. I heard him say over and over again. He even sells a bumper sticker that says it or gives it away free. 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, you talk about a terrorist, racist fruit ball. Oh, yeah, he's a fruit ball. I'm in a good mood right now. I had a bunch of rants earlier about humanity's going to defeat the enemy, and I know we are, and it's going to be one hell of a bloody ride, but I tell you, it's going to be good. I know humanity's going to make it. That makes me feel so good. It really does, to be rooting for humanity, to not be a bucket of lying, parasitic filth, masquerading as a humanitarian, like people like Hillary Clinton. Let's just get to her, and then I'll get into all the forced inoculation news, and don't let your kid play in the backyard, we'll take him away news, and... Climate globalists get behind Elizabeth Warren as they see Hillary cratering with her carbon taxes and the government. An incredible article out of The Guardian about why they lie about surveillance. Like the FBI 2 years ago goes, we don't know what all these cell towers are. They must be hackers. They might be smugglers. They might be, no, that's it. The FBI is there. And then, of course, all you got to do is follow where the wires go and see the code and then look it up. And the police are like, we don't know who they are either. And of course, we got the secret documents and others from insiders in Seattle, and it was Stingray. They've sold tens of thousands of them to the police. And it's like 40,000 have been sold the last few years to police to just grab everything you got, steal it, listen to it, whatever. Cops are using it on their wives. I mean, it's just a pell-mell raping of due process and freedom. And, you know, the ATF does it, and the DEA on record just takes every phone call record and then creates false court cases. They call it structuring, just total admission of total fraud in the federal courts. Total evil. I mean, just unbelievable. And so 2 years later, the feds are like, okay, they're ours. Yeah, and we pay for grants. Uh-huh. We'll pay. Even in small towns, I was seeing the news, there's like $500,000 grants to buy small towns, that's 40 of them. 40, the cops are driving around with scanners listening to the cell phones. I mean, it's totally illegal. But that's what this is, it's a revolution of criminal activity, but even the low-level people doing it aren't even that bad. They just don't know it's illegal, because the higher up, it's like those memos a month ago from ICE, from Homeland Security, going, now, if you pull over an illegal, they're drunk driving, and even if they kill somebody, it's not your fault. Let them go. They didn't show any code. They said, contrary to what people believe in law, it's actually not your job to stop someone who's committing a crime. Actually said that. CBS News. Of course, the code shows it actually is aiding and abetting, and you're now part of it, if you consciously know. mean, if you could say you didn't know they were drunk, you kind of knew, but you didn't, you kind of got some other stuff to do, they're not that drunk, you know, you got something more serious still with, then you weren't aiding and abetting. But if you know they're drunk and then you let them go, no, you're and they kill somebody, you're an accessory to murder. And everybody knows that, and that's what the code and the law and common sense shows. All right, I'm going to settle down and hit the news when we come back. Hitlery, everything, it's all coming up. There's another name for her, but I can't say it on air. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo
in
so much space.
It is fun to stop caring when people think about you.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
But it wasn't because I didn't know anything.
Because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make you crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Does it make Rand Paul crazy? He knows we have a $19 trillion debt and it's only getting bigger in both parties, so we can go on forever. Does it make you crazy to not want Pepsi to use baby parts in their flavoring? Does it make you crazy to not want humanoids, babies, to be grown up in utero of cows or have goats that are part spider that make body armor? Does it make you crazy to not want Protogen to plant live pharmacological corn that grows HIV in Texas? AP, look it up. Does it make me crazy to say kids should be able to play in their backyard and not be taken away from their parents?
Does it make me crazy to read the inserts of the vaccines where every one of them says it can kill you or brain damage you or give you all the side effects we see in the children that take them? Does that make me crazy? There it is, edible HIV vaccine. New Scientist. And then we made a big deal out of it, and then they had guys in spacesuits up by Bush's ranch. It was 20 miles from there, but we went up there, and they burned the fields. It was on the news. They had helicopters land. People described it. They said it was like a Close Encounters of the Third Kind or something because, you know, all the Army guys and everything. Somebody decided the government authorized HIV to be planted, and it's HIV virus. And then I went on Coast to Coast AM. It wasn't George Norrie because, you know, George would just look up what I said. It was another host. And the host wasn't mean, but he starts freaking out, and he goes, now, come on. This is like years after it had been the news. He goes, that's not true. They don't have pharmacological crops where, you know, the crop has live this or that. I said, no, they've got them that produce whatever they want. You can program a plant, especially corn, to basically grow human blood cells in it almost. I mean, it's that advanced. And then he went, oh, my God, it's about an hour. Somebody sent in a link to it. And I said, I told you. I mean, I'm not crazy. I'm nobody. I mean, I know about pharmacological crops. I've told this story probably 60, 70 times. I'll tell it again. I know right when it happened because my wife was pregnant with our first child, so it was 12 years ago, and I went into Conan's Pizza down the street, and I know because the guy got in my face so much that I was mad. I want to get into that part of the story. There's just nothing to be ashamed of, but it shows how greedy I am. I ordered one pizza for her, but I knew that she wasn't home yet. She wanted one, and then I ordered a little one and ate it and played video games and drank some beers. And I was so mad I bit into the fork and cracked his tooth. But I'm kind of flashing back to what happened there. And this guy comes up, and he pokes me in the back. And I'm up there ordering a pizza. And I was like, what's going on? He goes, man, I used to really like you, but you're a liar. There's no such thing as goats that are part spider. And this is like 2002, and I go, I was like, yeah, man, it's just true, but just whatever. And I turn and he pokes me again. And I turn around and I go, what the hell's your problem? He goes, I told you it's lying, and I don't like liars. The guy wasn't even that big. And I was like, dude, you better watch it. I go, don't touch me again. I shouldn't say on air what I said to him, but I told him, you know, my standard thing, I'll break your neck. I don't mean that literally, but I said, dude, you don't want to get your neck broken, okay? Just don't touch me again. And the guy's like, whatever. Classic bully backed off and said, whatever, man, I just really used to believe in you, and you lie about that. And he goes, I have a degree in biology from UT, and there's no such thing. And I went, when is it, from 1977? He goes, yeah, it's around there. And I went, well, dude, we ain't in Kansas anymore. That's exact words. You know how much I say that. I perseverated. And then I brushed past him, went over, sat down, got mad, cracked my tooth. Never forget, I've never bitten into a utensil, and I was eating a pizza, and I snapped it, and it broke my tooth. My tooth's like bleeding and everything. I had to go get a cap put on it. But he won, see? He got me mad and made me break my tooth. London Guardian, synthetic biology and the rise of spider guts. And, you know, that's why I get up here and I say, Chicago Tribune reported that the number two in Las Vegas was really Army CIA, and he was let off when he declared national security by the judge. People are like, oh, shut up, you liar. I don't like our military. I like keeping our military not criminal. They play all these games. I was thinking about that last night. That I have to get up here and explain that I'm not against our military when I say we don't need the military training for gun confiscation. The military doesn't want a gun confiscate. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It'll start a civil war. But that's what the Army puts out in press releases they've been putting out, that we're anti-military. Well, you know, I haven't made a big deal out of this. We probably need to on the Nightly News or with an article. They didn't want us in this dirty bomb exercise that Joe Biggs wanted to go to. I said, don't go to that anyways, once they already said we're not welcome, because I said, it's on base and it's off of base, and they'll just change it if you come. And they're always doing stunts where they'll have some legitimate dirty bomb drill to make what they're doing look legitimate when the real stuff goes on behind the scenes. Well, I was wrong, but it turns out listeners got the footage. They were training for riot control and rounding up and arresting people. So it looks like with all these exercises, almost all of them are now not even the cover story. They just put that out in the news. Then you go there, and there's not a dirty bomb exercise that we have or saw. It's a roundup exercise. So I don't know. You know, I want to go to your phone calls. I'm kind of wound up today. I've covered some of the news, but I haven't gotten to your calls either. I need to give the number up. The toll-free number to join us on air. And all I ask is you get a good telephone and that you are ready on point and that you support Hillary Clinton. That's right. This first round of calls today is only. Please listen, because we can't get them on air if 100 people call in, which happens. We have to say, no, this is for Hillary lovers. And if you want to do some satire, I realize you're going to sneak through. If you want to call in as a fake Hillary supporter, I will then mimic and we'll do an NPR piece together, impromptu, whoever wants to call in. Oh, my gosh. All these racists don't like her. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me act pseudo-intellectual. Oh, I'm so intelligent right now. Oh, yeah. So if you want to call in and you're a Hillary supporter, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm going to run through some news and then go to your phone calls. Now, I see the phone's loaded there, so I hope one of you is really a Hillary supporter. You know how to dial a phone? You know how to dial that Carlos Slim phone so the billionaire kingpin down in Mexico gets more money? 800-259-9231. Let's make Carlos Slim some money on the phone calls and the phones themselves. Just everything goes to some kingpin under their system. 800, see, just everything is a kingpin. 800-259-9231. But that's what it's about, living in a gang society, whereas you are a minion of a kingpin. Your local racial or religious kingpin. It's like John Gotti would hand out free pizzas and have a fireworks display on 4th of July for the community that he fed off of. Yeah, I shake your business down and make you pay me protection money. But I buy you a pizza once a year. We hijacked the truck in New Jersey with the mozzarella. Hijack another. You know what? We couldn't find a flour truck to hijack. I'm paying for the flour. I think the whole neighborhood, $500. We hijacked a meat truck, you know, and the cops actually hijacked it for us. That's what we got working for us out on the street. And, that's how it is. In fact, in New Jersey and areas of New York and in D.C., you can look it up in the newspaper. The police actually do the most of hijacking in uniform. And they do the hijacking with the trucks. It's one of the trucks, tow trucks. I own that big business, tow trucks, and we, it's business good. Once, you know. Cops demand a little bit larger cut than our boys do normally, but you give them a little piece, and they like to go to McDonald's parking lots and just tow legally parked cars, and somebody comes out and complains, they put a gun to their head. Now, one time the Washington Times picked up on that 6 years ago, and we might have to do a little something to them, eh? But let me tell you, once we get your guns, America, we're going to do whatever we want to all of you. You understand that? And you're going to bend over and you're going to beg for it because you're a nation of cowards and you like your free pizza, don't you? You like your subsistence living on a welfare check? Then let me tell you what you're going to do, Mac. You're going to take every vaccine we got, even when your kids have convulsions, and stop bleeding out their noses. And then you're going to take your kid when they die when they're 10 years old after all the vaccines and the poison, and you're going to come into our funeral home, and you're going to buy a casket. The little girl, we got nice little pink ones for you. Nice little pink casket, little white flowers. And then we'll have a little race where you can buy a T-shirt to enter it to stop the autism and all the neurological disorders. And we'll never ask why everybody's dying. You'll just come running our race. We make money off that, too. And if you get in our way, we'll have women with short haircuts lecture you. And nobody wants to be lectured by them. They're the bosses. They might even call you racist. You two people were worried about us shooting them or burning down their business. Now, we're respectable and wear suits and ties. And now, you don't want Rachel Maddow or Hillary to say you're bad. Because that's why the nation, the strong nation, bowed to the bossy women.
I'm all over the map today, and I want to get a real response of CJ in there. CJ, or Joe, whoever else wants to come to the mic. This is unscripted. Marcos Morales, whoever wants to, Nico, who wants to, am I a little out of control today? I mean, is it all right I'm having a little bit of fun here, CJ?
I said before, it's real life.
What do you think a new listener thinks, though, listening to this?
Oh, they probably think you're crazy.
You think so? Well, good. Good. I'm going to cover some crazy news.
It will drive you crazy.
It will. Let's hear what Marcos Morales has to say. In the number 7 car, the number 1 enduro bike champion on the planet, Marcos Morales. This weekend only at the Super F1 track outside Austin, Texas. He's actually not, folks, but it just shows you he can hype stuff up. Marcos Morales in the number 7-Eleven car.
I came in earlier to help out with the radio show today, and I had no idea that it was going to turn into Hillary assaulting Crazy Like Alex Jones episode. I'm just happy.
Marcos, how many years have you been here? How many years have you been here?
It'll be 3 years, or since 2011 when we launched the nightly news.
Yeah.
I showed up a couple of weeks before that. A couple of months. And then...
Is it better or worse than you thought it would be?
There was one day I was here a couple of months before we launched the news, and you asked me if I thought everybody here was crazy. And he gave me a look, and I said, of course. This is my kind of crazy, though. I was all in. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've broken our conditioning. We're off the reservation. We ain't coming back. Hallelujah. Good to hear from you guys. Pop in whenever you want. I'm trying to get the guys to be part of the show. All right, let me get serious here. I think there's a phone system boot problem. We keep having that, you know, on my computer in here. It was full of callers and it went down. So before we go any further here, let me just go to the headlines. I think that's probably a better thing to do. Speaking of not being on the reservation, mandatory vaccine bill passes first hurdle in Sacramento despite passionate protest, and now it's going to be moving through the legislature and on to the governor. They say they have the votes now in the full House, and it passed by 6-2 Wednesday out of committee. But who needs state governments in Australia? They just have the prime minister come out, Tony Abbott. Government withdraws child care payments for anti-vaccine parents. Parents who are conscientious objectors to childhood vaccinations will have their child care and family tax payments stopped. See how that works, where you're supposed to get tax exemptions on some things, and see there needs money for social engineering. From January 1st next year, as the federal government attempts to crack down on anti-vaccination movement. That's right. The public wakes up and says these don't protect us. They're dangerous. And the answer is we won't let you fly. We won't let you go to school. We'll hold back. But I guarantee you, folks, the elites over there aren't taking them either. There's loopholes. Notice they're still a religious. Prime Minister Tony Abbott announced on Sunday a loophole will be closed to stop payments to parents worth $15,000 per child. Of course, it's going to be a lot more to deal with that brain damaged child. Or, you know, most kids, it won't hit them that hard. It's meant to kill them later. You know, you'll be 60 and your kid will be 35 and they'll have a huge brain tumor. But hey, you would have got the money. So why not just say, hey, can I kill my kid and you buy their organs, Abbott? Abbott, government to announce anti-vaccine parents will lose benefits. So there's that news. Meanwhile, pioneering trials using man-made DNA begin in battle against cancer, Ebola, flu, and HIV, with scientists saying the treatment could be the key to defeating them. That's why they want to grow the DNA or the RNA of HIV in corn to then inject it into you. And they admit that here. That's why I thought of that today. It's back in the news today. This is what the Daily Mail. Pioneering new treatments. Experts have worked out how to create strands of artificial DNA, each mimicking a different killer disease. Oh, how nice. And injecting them into patients. The idea is the new patient's immune systems will then be able to recognize the threats and eliminate them. Of course, this, you know, the original polio shot, they admit, gave over 100 million Americans cancer. Look it up. And a bunch of them died from it, tens of millions. But, hey, it's a side effect that killed more people than the polio. But it doesn't matter. It's your government trying to put something in you. Think about that. One of the companies behind the technique has begun trials in OVO in humans after strong lab results. The American company is using the method to attack flu, Ebola, and certain types of cancer, as well as HIV and hepatitis.
Experts have already started trials on female patients to see if they can stop them developing cervical cancer. Of course, then they can also give you cancer with this stuff, and God knows what else will happen. I mean, it's just a Pandora's box. And they've got hundreds and hundreds of vaccines. They call them vaccines. Again, for over a decade, I've made documentaries about it, like brain-eating vaccines, just, you know, shocking name, as it is shocking. It actually goes in and attacks areas of your brain. They're, quote, testing it on trips. A lot of them commit suicide after. There's a whole class of these. And then they have all these science fiction movies made before this about the government giving you shots of viruses that eat parts of your brain to reprogram you. They make movies like Bourne Supremacy. Well, that's one of them. It's the Bourne prequel, the latest one, with the guy from Hurt Locker, the Bourne. It's the one where it goes back to where it came from, and they're using viruses to engineer the brain. That's what they're already doing. But it's not meant to make you a Superman where your brain doesn't have...
Bourne Legacy?
Yeah, the Bourne Legacy. Thank you. It actually is to make you not be able to have those high emotional states of exultation, joy, sorrow, anger. They're all associated with the same area. All right, we're going to talk to Smitty in Missouri. He's actually a Hillary Clinton supporter. Hey, look, they have like frowny faces now on the screens. I've never seen that before. They have emoticons on the call screen board. Can we document that? I love that. Smitty has a frowny red face. Uh-oh, racist. Is that making fun of Native Americans? Smitty didn't even know we were using that, but maybe it is. Maybe we got caught. Maybe.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We're back live. We'll be taking your phone calls and covering news at the bottom of the hour. And then we've got David Knight
joining us on the one-year anniversary of the Bundy Ranch, of the Fed standing down. Nico's in here actually aiming one of the cameras at the call board so that we can apologize on air for something we did. I asked for callers that disagreed, and John Harmon put on screen one of those emoticons. Is that what you call them?
Yes, sir.
They have different names with a red frowny face. The only people that disagree. Of course, that really means you're red face from blood in your face. You're angry. But actually, the Clorox is now apologizing that their beach bottle's white with their emoticon request. I'm serious. Brown bags are being banned. In Seattle, the name of blackbirds in Europe are being banned. I'm calling for banning the word black itself. But also, red can make fun of a Native American. And you can see Smitty up there on screen. So, John Harmon, you're the one that did this. Let's get you on the audio line there. Up there at the network taking the calls. Why did you do this? You may be arrested for this by Homeland Security for a hate crime. What are you thinking? I guess you're going to join with the Washington Redskins owner now and defend this?
I really do have to apologize just because I did make a mistake. I accidentally made a red-faced emo con on the color screen, and I just don't want to offend any red-faced people out there. I'm so sorry.
Don't take me to camp. Turn it to yellow. No, turn it to yellow.
Yellow? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm going to do it right now. Turn it to yellow. But wait a minute. Like the song I sang when I was a kid, red, yellow, black, and white, we are all children in God's sight. That's racist, too. It's yellow. Go back. Yellow's racist. Okay, make it white. Well, wait, that'll offend white people. How about no faces, no art, no colors, no differences? I want gray faces. In fact, everybody should be painted gray and wear gray uniforms.
We'll be all the same.
That's liberalism, except for the elite flying around their giant jumbo jets. We can't have cars or air conditioning, but they can, right?
But we have to be completely fair. That's just, you know, that's just the way it is.
Folks, we're getting to the bottom of this. We may have to cancel the show. Like Dr. Laura Schlesinger, it just may be all over. See, she should have never apologized, folks. She should have owned all that. I mean, this is just sick. This is sick, the mind control we live under. Smitty, we have changed the... What color as a Hillary supporter? How about green? She's like a witch. I'm melting. What a world. In fact, will you cue up that? We're going to have Hillary Clinton on in a moment. Cue up the witch melting. That's Hillary. When she learns she's not going to get the nomination. Smitty, I'm told you're a real supporter of Hillary. Then we have Kyle, Mark, Schwana, Matthew, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Smitty.
Yes, I'm calling from University City, which is in St. Louis area.
Oh, my gosh, you're from a university? Does that mean you're intellectual? I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can make fun of me as much as you want before you bring me on the phone, you hateful man. Because here's the thing. If you have commercials on here that are predicting that the end of the world is weeks away, then that automatically discredits whatever you say.
Well, I halfway agree with you. I've actually asked the network that I don't want ads like that on my show, but the network kind of has open stuff on advertising, and so I actually agree with you. But and also local stations, I may not know what those ads are either. So I mean, if there's like an ad for Scientologist on, that doesn't mean I agree with the Scientologist. Do you understand that, how advertising works?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to get straight to the point because talking about
advertising. Because I just annihilated that ad hominem attack, yeah. Why don't you attack me for what I actually say?
Okay. How about this? You say that Hillary Clinton is a witch and that she's not going to be good for the United States. But right now I see that women, that homosexuals, the LGBT community, and that everybody else are getting ready to unite behind this strong woman, and you just can't stand it. As a white male who basically owns the entire world, you should be depopulated. It's ridiculous. Hillary's going to win.
Listen, you're a god, Smitty. You're a real caller, a real leprechaun, riding a rainbow unicorn with Keebler elves dancing in your beard. Stay there. Don't hang up, Smitty. I want to give you the floor when you come back. You're so amazing. You're right. I don't oppose her because she's a criminal and wants my guns and is a globalist. It's all because I'm a white male. All the white males give her all the money, you twit. Don't hang up.
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.